This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. I'm Manu Feit. He is Stefan Bienkowski. And Stefan, how is it going? Are you ready for London?
I'm not sure if I'm ready for it. It's coming quickly. It's been a busy week with lots of things at work, so I think I'll probably be prepared for London at about 10 to 12 the night before I have to leave.
Yeah, I would love to say the same thing. Unfortunately, I'm leaving tomorrow at like 5 a.m. in the morning, so and I'm currently looking at an empty backpack. And a bunch of clothing stapled on my bed that still needs to go on both those things. So you can tell my preparedness level is close to zero. It's been a week and a half this week, Stefan.
Yeah. As someone at work was asking me today if I was looking forward to the final, and I said, well, in typical fashion, whenever I go to one of these things, I'll probably be running around with my hair on fire for the entire time. And then maybe on the train home the next day, I'll think, oh, yeah, it was a really cool event. That was quite fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I had to deal with the UEFA bureaucracy today. I was at the press conference, the Vincent Company press conference, as he calls himself, right? And I was like, okay, that's great. I'm gonna go to the accreditation center, which is right next to the Allianz Arena, and get my credentials for the Euros sorted, right? And that's gonna be quick. I ran into Flo Plettenberg, who probably a lot of listeners know, and he's like, this is gonna be easy. And I'm like, oh, that's great. It's awesome. Stefan, it wasn't easy. In fact, I don't have them yet because it turns out my full name, as it is written in my passport, wasn't on my credentials in my account for UEFA. So they had to change this, which means they had to send it all back to UEFA. It's still all approved, but I didn't get it. Then I checked online as I was already in the car, and it said all green. My name was changed. I went back, and the lady there was like, "Well, it should take at least 24 hours. You're not getting it today." So I'm going back there one more time, I guess, Stefan.
This is everyone thinks being a football journalist is, you know, fun, and we get to sit and talk and write about football all day, and it's a breeze. And yeah, for the most part it is, but then every kind of, you know, 3 or 4 months we have to go through these kind of hurdles, and it's the equivalent of applying for a visa, your passport, and doing your driving license all in one go. And it makes you honestly just want to quit on the spot. Yeah. I've been in that position many a time, so I have nothing but sympathy for you.
It's more the wasted time that kind of upsets me, because, like, honestly, I have to go there one more time now. And hopefully everything works out tomorrow, Aldo. I saw somewhere that if you have to do another background check, you only have to sit around for 90 minutes and wait for them to do it on the spot. Right? That's not bad. Anyways, everything permitting, UEFA permitting, we'll be sitting almost next to one another because we tried to get seats next to each other, but that system didn't work 100% either. You can tell I'm full of joy for UEFA today, but everything permitting, everything going well, we'll be at Wembley. We'll be watching Dortmund take on an almost impossible task with Real Madrid. And we kind of wanted to break down today whether they can actually do it. It's been a fascinating bunch of European finals so far. Atalanta took it to Leverkusen and won. Yesterday, Olympiacos beat Fiorentina, also the underdog, right, in the UEFA Conference League final. And I've already seen the memes online basically suggesting that, well, all good things are three, and Dortmund could do the same thing that Atalanta did to Leverkusen and Olympiacos did to Fiorentina and beat Real Madrid. I guess what we're really trying to figure out here, how they're going to be able to do it. And it's actually, quote unquote, not that difficult. They just have to play like they played the entire Champions League campaign so far, Stefan.
Well, yeah, that's one way to do it. Just keep performing miracles and, you know, it'll all look after itself. I must admit, I've spent a fair amount of time thinking about how this game will play out, and it is a really fascinating kind of tactical puzzle. You know, it's obviously Real Madrid are a bit of an enigma when it comes to tactics, in the sense that, you know, we live in this age now where football managers are, you know, very keen tacticians. They're, you know, often compared to, you know, chess grandmasters when it comes to preparing their teams. And, you know, you only have to look at the clamour for head coaches this summer, whether it's Bayern Munich or Chelsea, to see that everyone wants either Pep Guardiola or someone who's shaked Pep Guardiola's hand once upon a time. You know, it reminds me of that old saying in the movie Ocean's 11, where one of the guys is getting, he's about to get shot by the villain, and the guy turns to him and says, you know, you once shook Frank Sinatra's hand. That's not the way you behave. You know, as if like someone, the guys who used to shake Frank Sinatra's hand were elevated to a certain level and they had to behave a certain way. And football's kind of got that now, where it's like, if you kind of spend half a season working under Pep Guardiola, you're suddenly elevated to the next big thing. I'm not just talking about Vincent Kompany there, by the way. That's not like a side dig at him. It's obviously a situation where Chelsea are citing the head coach from Leicester, more or less, based on him being the assistant coach under Pep Guardiola. You know, Arteta's at Arsenal, and so on and so on and so on. But we have this team, Real Madrid, in the centre of Europe, a team who continue to really just dominate the Champions League. And, you know, at the heart of that is a head coach who raises one eyebrow to that suggestion, one famous eyebrow, and says, yeah, well, you know, I'm not really bothered about any of that. And that's the kind of fascinating thing about Real Madrid. They are a team that are built of stars, for stars, and that's kind of how they perform on the pitch. And, you know, I mean, we can get into the tactics of it all and how I think Dortmund should try and play out and how they will play out and how I think Real Madrid will play out. But I think first and foremost, we just have to acknowledge that this isn't Pep Guardiola's Manchester City, you know, are a team of that ilk. It's a Real Madrid side that kind of functioned on star power more than anything else, don't they?
No, they absolutely do. And I mean, there's some crucial players for that, right? We've talked plenty on the show about Toni Kroos and how incredible of a season he had and how incredible of a career, right? Because this is his last club match. Jude Bellingham has been so very crucial for them. Vinicius Jr., Rodrigo. It's fascinating that they don't really have a center forward. And, you know, the one thing I've been thinking quite a bit about this final. And of course, there's so many fascinating storylines here. Toni Kroos' last club game, right? It's Marco Reus' last game for Borussia Dortmund. It's also, you know, kind of the end of an era, so to say, in that regard. But also, you know, this is a Real Madrid team that's been carried more or less by Jude Bellingham for many months, right? And I don't know how you feel about this, but there is actually a really fascinating parallel, right, to last year. So Jude Bellingham last year for Borussia Dortmund carried Borussia Dortmund all the way almost to the Bundesliga title until that final game against Mainz when his body finally gave up on him, right? And he wasn't able to play and Dortmund draw Mainz, lose the title to Bayern Munich. Now his first big European final is against his former club, a club that's, you know, been in many ways very important and formative to his still very young career. But Stefan, you know, I find it so very fascinating that we are here again. And, you know, one of the really big things I think that is so important, and as you mentioned, there's so many star players that kind of carry this Real Madrid team in a way that isn't common to other big European teams, where it's almost more about functionality and tactics and all that sort of thing. You have these individuals that almost carry the day for Real Madrid, right? I mean, against Bayern, it was Joselu who came off the bench. But Bellingham hasn't been very good or fit lately, Stefan. And if he isn't there and Joselu doesn't perform miracles off the bench, I actually think there's a really fascinating parallel to last year that once again, the team that he plays for could fall short at the final hurdle.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.